This is Ozarks at Large. It's the final Tuesday of the month already. And this is the day each month we take some time to explore upcoming theater offerings in the region. The schedule includes Slam Bang, Door Slamming Mystery, two inventive musicals, Cole Porter, and another production of Steel Magnolias. And in a few minutes, we'll pay special attention to a drama set in 1964 Atlanta at the height of the Civil Rights Movement. Comments from the director of the 6th Annual Spring Production of the University of Arkansas Office of African and African American Studies just ahead. Fort Smith Little Theater will present Steel Magnolias, opening with a gala performance April 4th, more shows April 5th through the 13th. You can learn more at fslt.org. This weekend, Goodbye Charlie, a comedy about a reincarnated womanizer in a woman's body, is on stage at Rogers Little Theater. Performances this weekend and next are at 8 p.m. Thursday through Saturday nights and 2 for Sunday matinees. Tickets at rogerslittletheater.org. By the way, the next RLT production, Nora Ephron's Love, Loss, and What I Wore, will have auditions April 1st and 2nd. Doors will slam and situations will be confused when the Arts Center of the Ozarks brings Neil Simon's farce Rumors to Springdale for weekend runs April 12th through the 14th and 19th and 20th. Members of New York City's upper class get themselves deeper and deeper into trouble when a dinner party steamrolls into chaos. More information at artscenteroftheozarks.org. There are musicals this spring. Walton Arts Center has The Elegance of Cole Porter in the national touring production of Anything Goes from April 9th through the 14th. Theater Square tackles the thoroughly modern musical Next to Normal April 18th through May 12th. The music of post-punk band Green Day inspires the touring production American Idiot at Walton Arts Center later in April. And the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts will have their young company Singing in the Rain at Breedlove Auditorium the first weekend of May. We'll have more about each of those productions on Ozarks at Large in the coming weeks. Sager Creek Arts Center in Siloam Springs continues its return to performances on stage with Tender Lies the last weekend of April and the first weekend of May. You can find out more at the Sager Creek Facebook page. And the Ozark Arts Council will dust off the American classic Bus Stop in early May at the Lyric Theater in Harrison. Information available at thelyricharrison.org. That's thelyricharrison.org. And May will also bring A Mermaid to the Arts Live Theater stage in Fayetteville. The stage version, inspired by the Disney animated film, will be produced May 9th through the 12th. ArtsLiveTheater.com for times. And plenty of spring theater on the University of Arkansas campus. The main stage will be home to Stephen Sondheim's company beginning April 18th. The run will last through the 28th. Next week, Studio 404, a more intimate setting inside Kimple Hall, will host three free productions of Ibsen's masterpiece, A Doll's House. And Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, the 6th annual spring production from the University of Arkansas African and African American Studies program will be presented.
But we'll work spots today just because we have some spacing issues.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out. I know we have to meet in here again.
Last night, Clinicia Sibley, assistant professor of drama at the University of Arkansas, was working with her small cast in a small room. Because so many productions are in rehearsal the first days after spring break, finding space to practice on campus may require a night or two in a makeshift location. Last night, the cast and crew of Waiting to be Invited snuggled inside the Office of African and African American Studies in office space on the edge of campus. Clinicia Sibley has four of her actors work and rework a pivotal scene when four African American women in 1964 Atlanta decide they can summon the courage to enter a whites-only department store.
I come out from work last Friday, about the last one to leave. My son looking half scared to death. My daughter hysterical when I got to him. My car all scratched up, dog marks on both sides. Ruth, they stick the dogs on my children.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path.
Before the cast arrived last night, Clinicia Sibley, herself a playwright, sat down to talk about this 6th annual spring production from the African and African American Studies program.
It's wonderful because I teach African American theater history and dramatic literature. And so this is an interesting way to kind of explore my classroom material and to get my students to have unique opportunities to see this type of culturally specific theater. So I enjoy it. And I actually remember being a grad student and seeing some of the African American studies professors do a production of Ntozake Shange's play For Colored Girls. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what year that was, but that was the first time I saw this program being affiliated with that type of annual play or that type of initiative. And I said, if I ever hang around, I would love to sort of, you know, have that as, you know, a baby and to be able to nurture that initiative and to see it grow every year. So that was when I was a grad student here. And, you know, now sort of being the leader of this, it's wonderful. I love it.
She selects the script each year. This year's Waiting to Be Invited by S.M. Shepherd Massat received the Kennedy Center's Roger L. Stevens Award for a work by a new playwright and earned Ms. Massat the Kennedy Award for Most Promising Young Dramatist. Clanisha says she considers a wide range of factors when she chooses a play for each spring.
We want to serve the African and African American studies students. We want to serve that group and allow them to be active participants in this initiative. But we also, because I am in the drama department, you know, I want to offer opportunities to students who are in that world. And then you have some of the drama majors and minors paired with the African and African American Studies program students. So you kind of think about the students that are going to be really drawn to this opportunity. And I find that it helped, that it informs the plays that I sort of select.
The cast, except for one actor, is made up of undergraduate students. Perhaps it's not quite accurate to say the civil rights events of the 1960s are ancient history to them, but certainly 1964 represents a different America. Clanisha Sibley says directing students is always a teaching opportunity, and she wants to nurture the artistic talents of her cast, she says, but she wants the annual spring production to tie into course material as well.
This is the first year we have someone serving in the role as dramaturg. So the research that he's been conducting has, you know, has been so vital to our process. And it helps the students to be able to put together those historical pieces or the information that they might be very removed from. But I've picked that up in last year's production. We did a play called The Colored Museum by George C. Wolfe. And we realized that we took a lot of time to establish character and a historical backdrop in our rehearsal process. Before we knew it, we had put so much time into trying to understand the material and what that material meant historically. So this year we created that role of the dramaturg and said, this is something that we need to have every year. We need to have a student, and there are so many students that are here for history that have that interest in either dramatic literature research or research related to African American history. So why not get that student who's specifically involved in that area to serve us in this way and just to continue to build on the knowledge that they're hungry for.
Clanisha, who is not that far removed from earning her own MFA, says she's learned a bit in the past few years, too. She says she used to have a desire to direct her own scripts.
I've learned a lot in the last few years about you know, being focused on a single artistic goal. But I do find that creating theater as a playwright and creating theater and moments as a director are significantly different.
Waiting to Be Invited will have two productions in the Arkansas Union Theater on the U of A campus, Saturday night, April 6th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon, April 7th at 2:30. Saturday night will include a talk back with the audience to discuss the play. Clanisha Sibley says she expects that to be an interesting component of the weekend because she thinks this play will draw audience members from multiple generations.
And that's going to be the beauty of the talkback. That's how it was last year, too. We did a play that was, you know, different. There were different snippets of African-American history. And so you had things that college students were relating to. You had things professors were relating to. Community people were relating to. Everyone was relating. And when it came to having a conversation about these thematic elements or these plot elements in the play, you had opportunities for teaching moments for the young and old. So you're absolutely right. This is a meeting of generations, and I'm excited and thrilled that these college students have had the opportunity to go back into history, and it ultimately gives them a sense of pride about themselves and their current situation.
Glenisha Sibley is an assistant professor of theater at the University of Arkansas and the director of the 6th annual spring production sponsored by the University of Arkansas Office of African and African American Studies. Both performances are free and open to the public.